All right, the next issue that he deals with after he goes through. So he's done relativism. Someone has a misunderstanding, right? Religion is relative. Then he's talked about skepticism. Well, we shouldn't believe anything, right? We have to prove everything, and it has to be absolutely certain, right? Well, that's going too far, right? Do you exist? So the next thing he wants us to do is to deal with this idea of, he asks the question, Can you handle truth, right? You can't handle truth, right? So we remember this movie,
A Few Good Men.
That's right. Where one of the lead characters says this while he's on the stand, right? And you can't handle the truth. Yeah, it is classic, right? So one truth that's particularly difficult, he says, for us to accept is the truth. Is sometimes too difficult for us to accept.
Right? Sometimes, yeah.
Right, so that's a particular difficult truth to accept. And he says the reason that he mentions this is to drive home the main point of this particular chapter. Ultimately, what we should be aiming for are true beliefs, not beliefs that are merely convenient for us, or comfortable, or inoffensive, or self-affirming. No, we want true beliefs, beliefs that reflect the way the world and things really are. Right?
Yeah, who's my mom?
Oh, my mom is the person that I can recognize that comes to my house every week.
But then I find out that she stole me in infancy and she's not really my mom. Well, okay. I can't accept that. That would be very difficult. So I'm not going to believe it.
Even though it's true, I'm not going to believe it because then convenience is comfortable. It's even offensive. Right. So, no, I'm not going to believe that.
I got other things to do.
That person clearly can't handle the truth. Right.
So no doubt some people believe Christianity simply because they want it to be true. They like what Christianity teaches, or I'm going to raise my kid in the church because I want that person to have a sense of this Western ideology, or I like the potlucks, give me a sense of community. The people I go to church with are trustworthy, something along those lines. By the same token, there are people who don't believe Christianity simply because they don't want it to be true. Right? Why have one side of the coin, not the other? Neither stance is intellectually responsible. The responsible approach is to consider the reasons for and against the truth of Christianity and to draw the most reasonable conclusions we can.
Yeah, so that's the responsible approach, not, you know. Based on my feelings, or based on any other thing. No, it's based on the reasons. Are there good reasons? Right?